3 weeks ago, the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation stepped in to rescue the worst of 40 horses abandoned and left to starve on a farm in Mercer County. Those 8 were sent to the Blackburn Correctional Facility here in Lexington, one of 9 such programs nationally that collaborate between the TRF and prisons to benefit both retired racehorses and inmates. 91.3 WUKY's Samantha Letterman visited them on site, and she files this report.
That's the sound of horses happily munching hay, but just 17 days ago for these 8 ex-racehorses rescued from a farm in Mercer County, it might have seemed like an impossible dream. Now, although they're still distressingly thin, they are bright and alert, and thanks to the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation, or TRF, the Blackburn Correctional Facility, and the kindness of many, many who are touched by their plight, their future here looks secure. They're cared for by inmates, some who've never been around horses before. Linda Dyer has been a thoroughbred farm manager all her life and has run the barn here at Blackburn for 11 and a half years.
I've never had a problem. They're very respectful and they want to learn about the horses. I've had a couple over the years that just, you know, they were afraid of them when they first came down. They told me, and I said, it's fine. You know, it's not for everybody. And just sent them back up. The Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation likes to combine it with prisons because it teaches, it helps the inmates. It teaches them compassion, a work ethic, responsibility, and, you know, animal therapy is very good for people.
It's a win-win situation for the people and the horses. The TRF program at Blackburn, Kentucky's largest minimum security prison, started in 1999 and can accommodate about 80 horses on its 100 acres of land and in its converted dairy barn. 18 inmates at a time work directly for Dyer 7 days a week, and after 6 months take an exam so they can graduate with a certificate, which will help them gain employment in the real world. Their sentences are reduced by 90 days upon graduating, but as inmate Eric Burton, who's nearing the end of his 6 month stint in the barn, told me, it's more than just that.
This is the best thing going at Blackburn. I'm learning things, I'm growing as a person, and I mean, it's just, if you got to be doing time, do it at Blackburn, and if you got to be at Blackburn, be at TRF.
During the course of their training, the inmates will learn to feed and handle the horses, basic bandaging and care, everything that goes into looking after retired racehorses, and it's usually pretty standard procedure. 3 weeks ago, however, these 8 horses arrived at the facility in shocking condition.
They opened the trailer door. I couldn't believe it. He was a skeleton. That was it. He has no flesh on him. Probably another week he would have been dead, you know, and he's going to take a long time. And we have a mare that's like that too, and she had a foal on her.
Their plight struck a chord. Inmate Bud Hembry had never worked with horses before, but has spent about 5 months in the program with Dyer at Blackburn.
I didn't like it. It made me sad. It hurt my heart there a little bit. I don't see how people could do that. The horses, you have to take care of them. They can't take care of themselves, so you have to give them the shelter, the food, and to see somebody just walk off and just leave them like that, it's a little unbearable, really, even for, you know, convict. So, yeah, I've learned quite a bit out here, thanks to Miss Linda. She taught us a lot. Compassion, the most thing. Yeah. Learn compassion for the animals. Pretty cool.
Dyer is cautiously optimistic that the Mercer County horses will make a full recovery.
The vet told me that they just need a lot of grass, and that's all their body can take right now. And so we started them out with a little bit, and then just this last week we've gotten them into a better paddock with more grass. So we can see just in 17 days that they have gained a little bit. 2 of them have gained a lot. And then the worst 2, you can see improvement in them. And it's very little, but it's going to be a long process. It's going to be probably 6 to 8 months.
Although there is still some confusion about the identity and ownership of one of the mares, which should be cleared up this week, like all the horses here at TRF, if they need a home for life, they'll stay here for the rest of their days. Many of the herd here are well into their 20s and predate Dyer. Burton has some history with horses.
My dad tried to amateur trainer, and we used to race and just keep, you know, 4 or 5 horses around, more of a hobby than, you know, than an actual job, but Dad used them also as a training tool for myself and my siblings to, you know, work ethic and how to take care of a horse, trying to give us a viable way to, you know, take care of ourselves later in life. And he jokes now that Miss Linda's teaching me what he tried 2 years ago, and he wants to know what her secret is.
What do you think her secret is?
She just cares. I mean, my dad cares too, but he came from a different school of thought about racehorses and stuff, you know, more like they're a tool versus she cares. I mean, you can't take that away from her. She genuinely loves these animals.
Burton sees similarities between the horses he cares for and his own situation.
Yeah, I mean, when they're on the track, you know, you see a lot of things that I didn't agree with then and I still don't agree with it now. If they don't perform, they get abused and just handled pretty rough. Whereas now, I look at these horses as a metaphor for the way I want my life to be. When I'm done with this, this incarceration, I don't want people to judge me for my track record, and I want to go into society just like they're out in these fields, enjoying themselves, you know, not having to worry about, well, the track, you know, and all that. So I love what I do down here now.
You can see that love and trust in the pricked ears and inquisitive gaze of a once-abused horse who seems to realize he's safe now. As painful as it is to see his skeletal frame, it's a real joy to visit the barn and see the TRF program work exactly, or perhaps even better than ever imagined. With thanks to the TRF and the Blackburn Correctional Facility for their help with this feature, for 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.